to the Mind Your Hormones podcast. My name's Corinne, and I'm a board-certified holistic nutritionist who went from no period from mismanaged PCOS to a regular one. Now I'm obsessed with helping you get hormonally balanced and emotionally aligned. This podcast is all about education, empowerment, real talk, and simple strategies you could start today to find inner peace and overall well-being. I am so excited to be here with you to chat about all things health, hormones, and mindset. Are you ready? Let's get it. What is going on? Welcome back to Mind Your Hormones. I can't wait to chat with you. We are hoping to make it through this entire episode uninterrupted to paint the scene for you, literally and figuratively. We currently have painters in our house doing some work, finishing things up. We moved in here months ago, almost a year ago now, but we took a pause. We had to do like renovations when we first moved in, but we took a little pause and now we're starting things back up. So they're doing that. My daughter is sleeping. We're hoping that that doesn't wake her up. We're hoping I can get through this episode. So we are just going to do the damn thing, which also is a reminder for you of like, this could have been the biggest opportunity for me to be like, okay, I just like can't record an episode today. It is what it is. I'll do it another day. I'll just skip a day. Like, you know, it's okay if they don't have a Tuesday episode coming out, but like that is not ever going to happen. Like we should never say ever, but I'm always showing up for you every Tuesday, every Friday. And it's like, what in your life are you saying that like you can't do and you're making excuses for instead of just simply doing it because it is a priority for you, because it is, you're doing something you said you were going to do and you're just following through instead of looking for every excuse in the book to not do it. It's like, you're going to find the excuses. Obviously there's always a million, but like, let's just stick to our priorities and do what we said we were going to do. And like follow through on it. Anyway, not what this episode is about. So let's just get into it. What we are talking about today is I do food journal audits with my like close proximity clients. So with my one-on-one clients, with the clients that are in the Trying to Conceive Accelerator. And then also like some people purchase just a food journal audit like separately. And I want to talk to you about 8 things I look for when I'm auditing a client's food journal, specifically one who is trying to conceive or preparing for when they are going to start trying to conceive. And it's like, I call it a food journal, but like I put that in quotes because it's so much more than just that. Like I'm looking at so much more than just their food, which you're going to like look at right now, which is why obviously I'm a holistic nutritionist. It's not just about what you're eating. It is so much more than that. When like some clients are like, I've worked with a nutritionist, but like it didn't work. I'm like, well, you haven't worked with me, love, because I am not just, and nothing wrong with like regular nutritionists. That's amazing. But like I go so much deeper with my clients because I first started my journey out with just food alone, and it definitely gets you far, but it does not get you as far as you need to go, especially if you're someone who's been trying to conceive for a while and you have not, you know, gotten there yet. There's things that you are missing that I'm obviously going to be able to pick up on in 2 seconds. Like when I look at these food journals, I'm like, oh, this is exactly what's going on. I like love looking at them and like really getting down into the nitty gritty. So let's just go over 8 things I look for when I'm auditing this, so you can kind of like get a feel for the things that you might be missing in your life when you're working on your health. So that's like really the intention of this is like, are you like really just hyper focused on one area and you're not zooming out and looking at like a bird's eye view like I do when I'm with my close proximity clients? Okay. So the first thing is the timing of meals. What you eat is not the only important factor when it comes to improving your fertility. When you eat is almost just as important, especially when it comes to your blood sugar and your nervous system, which we talk about all the freaking time because they're so important. And they are 2 of the systems of my method, then the Mind Your Hormones method, because they have a direct effect on your fertility. Again, the out of balance hormone is not the problem. It is the system in the body that is causing the hormone to be out of balance, and your blood sugar and your nervous system are 2 factors that have a direct effect on your fertility. So we have to make sure that those are in place. And when you eat is very important when it comes to regulating your blood sugar and regulating your nervous system. So I always look at what time they wake up in the morning in relation to when they eat breakfast and the timing between each meal and snack. A lot of times people don't realize they're going like 6 hours between lunch and dinner, or even 5 hours between their latest snack and dinner, or between their breakfast and their lunch, or whatever it is, like that is way too long of a gap in between eating, where not only is it going to have your blood sugar tank, and then you're going to feel that crash where you're like, holy shit, I need another cup of coffee, or you're going to feel like that brain fog, or you're going to all of a sudden get a headache, or all of a sudden get a bad mood. Like that's not quote unquote all of a sudden, it's directly based off of the timing of your meals. And it's so funny because I recently was just auditing a client's food journal. And it's a woman who, she's like, I've been listening to your podcast for years. Like, I've literally listened to every single one. I read every single piece of content you put out. She's someone who doesn't have her period. She's working on regulating it. She's trying to get pregnant. And she's like, I feel like I've done everything, but like, I don't know. I feel like maybe, like, I just want you to look at myself and either tell me like, okay, it is time to do medication route. Like, you've done everything. Or like, maybe there's something I'm missing. But she felt like she wasn't, you know, she felt like she was doing everything because she listens to everything I put out. And I'm like, as soon as I saw her food journal, I was like, oh my God, it's so funny. Like you think you're doing things until you have someone else look at it. And she's like, oh, I didn't even realize I wasn't doing that. Or, oh, you're right. I said, I like eat, you know, I don't have too much time in between meals, but like I do. I'm like, it's so funny when you don't realize it. So anyway, the timing of meals is for sure one of the first things I look at. So that's number one. So that's something you could look at in your life as well. Number two, and a way that you could also like make that easier is like obviously like preparing stuff in advance, having like go-to snacks in the recipes guide that we have. They're all plant-based, gluten-free, hormone and blood sugar balancing recipes. I obviously have breakfast, lunch, dinner recipes, but also have easy like go-to snacks. So that's like something you could check out as well. I'll put the link for that in the show notes. Because like having that on hand is super important, especially if you're busy, which if like who isn't these days, like we need to have things that are on hand so we're not going too many hours between our meals. Okay, so that's number one. Number two, you've definitely heard me talk about this before if you listen to the podcast, which again, it's so funny because people who even listen to the podcast, when I look at their journal, I'm like, I know you say you're doing these things, but you're not actually doing this. And here's how we can fix it. But the PFF combo, speaking of blood sugar, like we just talked about in the last one, protein, fiber, healthy fat combination. This is what stabilizes blood sugar and is necessary with every single thing you eat, every single meal. Yes, even snacks. So like eating just a banana or having just eggs and toast is not going to cut it. That is like, if you're like, oh, I feel so good. I had just a banana for a snack, or I had just an apple for a snack. Or this morning I had eggs and toast and like, I'm good to go. Like that is not going to actually stabilize your blood sugar because it doesn't have the protein, fiber, and healthy fat combination, which is necessary for your blood sugar. I have a free training on that, so I'm not going to go into too much detail because you could watch this training on it, and it'll be linked in the show notes. It's called How to Create Hormone Balanced Meals, and it's teaching, like I said, I have the recipes guide, which like has all the meals that are already hormone and blood sugar balancing for you, but I also, of course, want to teach you how to do that, and this is a training I pulled straight from the Mind Your Hormones Method out of the Blood Sugar Regulation module. There's one, that's one of like, I mean, there's so many trainings in that module in the Mind Your Hormones Method, but this is one of the trainings that are really important, and I'm giving you free access to it. Okay, so definitely check that out if you haven't already. I'll put that in the show notes for you. But even with snacks, so if you're someone you're like, oh shit, I just had eggs and toast for breakfast, or oh shit, I just had a banana or an apple for a snack, like make sure you're watching that training because it's going to teach you exactly how to shift that and why it's so important. So that's the second thing I look at. Number three is what bevies and when. Okay, you know I'm looking for that pre-workout, coffee, wine, soda, like the quality and the amount of water and what electrolytes you're drinking. So many shitty brands are out there with tons of sugar. IV, liquid IV, I'm looking at you. Okay, like we do know electrolytes are extremely important, but there are so many shitty brands out there. So for the ones I like, I love Needed's electrolyte. You could always use my code Corinne for anything needed, but I love their electrolyte powder. I also like LMNT, like the letter L, the letter M, the letter N, the letter T. I don't have a code for them, but they're really good. Ultima Replenisher, I love as well. And I like Cure also. So those are my favorite ones. We could list those out in the show notes for you and put links and codes for the ones that we do have so you can get a discount where necessary. But those are my favorite ones. If you're drinking any other shitty electrolytes or pre-workout coffee, wine, soda, like, you know, I'm looking at that. And also the quality of your water is extremely important. And I'm also looking at when you're having these drinks. Okay. It's not just the what, it's the when too, which is extremely important. And yes, I'm of course going to recommend a high quality water filter. not a Brita and not bottled water. The reason why I don't like bottled water is because it's, you know, getting shipped from the factory through trucks and stuff like that. And it gets heated, right? Whether it's hot in the factory, it's hot on the truck or whatever. And when plastic is heated, it melts, right? Obviously you're like, well, I don't get a melted, you know, water bottle, but like when it's heated, part of those plastic particles are going into the water. So you're essentially drinking plastic. So I'm not a fan of that. And Brita is just like, I mean, it's, you might as well just drink tap. Like, honestly, it's not filtering anything. Reverse osmosis is my favorite. Berkey is really good. And zero word filter is like the next best one if you're looking for like a more cost-effective option. Okay, that's three. Number four, the quality of food. We count chemicals, not calories over here, okay? You could think that you're eating the most healthy meal. You're like, Corinne, I'm having a spinach salad with some tomatoes and cucumbers and chicken or and whatever dressing. But if it's not organic, you actually just ate a shitload of pesticides, herbicides, antibiotics, and GMOs that have been scientifically linked to interfering with your hormones and affecting your reproductive system. So especially with that meal I just said. Spinach, tomatoes, cucumbers, chicken, like those are all very highly sprayed pesticides. You can go to ewg.org/skindeep, not slash skin deep. That's for when you're checking your products. ewg.org, look for the Dirty Dozen and the Clean 15 for the 12, sorry, I'm like really struggling with words, the 12 fruits and vegetables that have the most amount of pesticides that you want to make sure are organic. And then the 15 that are cleaner and that you don't have to do organic if you're like really working on a budget or whatever. And all animal products, if you are consuming them, must be organic as well. It's extremely, extremely important. So, you know, eating mostly organic is always the vibe. So we count chemicals, we count ingredients, we don't count calories over here. Okay. That's the fourth thing. Number five is the amount of whole foods and the amount of greens that they're consuming. Are they eating something green every single day, at least once a day? Preferably a dark leafy green. Again, that could be kale, spinach, Swiss chard, whatever, anything like that. Something green every single day. And are they eating mostly whole foods? That is extremely important. And obviously, like, of course, we're going to have some processed foods, some high quality processed foods are fine. Like, you know, I love my Saqqara protein bars. IQ protein bars are even good. But like, what's the majority of the food they're consuming? Are they consuming mostly like processed or fast foods, which most of the people that come to me, like, don't eat fast foods. It's like, most of the people that come to me are like, I'm eating clean, I'm doing all these things. That's like, we're really making these small shifts that are making a huge difference. But anyway, it's like, I'm really looking at that. Like, yes, some high quality processed foods, totally fine. But what is the majority of the food that you're consuming? That's really, really important. And that you're having something green every single day. Okay. That is the fifth thing. Number six are your poops. You already know there's no such thing as TMI in my world. I am going to ask you not only how many poops you're having a day, I'm asking you how quickly you poop after waking up, ideally within the first hour, and you're pooping at least two times a day. If you're not, you are constipated and there's something going on, right? And I'm also asking you what that poop looks like. Banana vibes is what we want, like a really ripe banana, that one shape, that one log, like literally like a ripe banana. Sometimes like soft serve ice cream, maybe a little bit harder than that, but within that first hour of waking up, and at least that, what I really am looking for, at least two times a day. A lot of my clients will eventually go maybe three times a day, depending on how many, like their meals and stuff like that. But how often you're pooping and the quality of your poop directly affects your fertility. So it's always a major focus for me. And it also shows me what's going on in your health, right? Because your poops, like, you could learn so much about your health from just your poop. So if you're like not pooping within the first half hour of waking up, if it's taking you forever to go to the bathroom, if it's not in that banana shape, if you're not going 2 to 3 times a day, and if you're like, Corinne, I'm going 2 or 3 times a day, but it's watery, it's diarrhea-like, like that's not what we're looking for. Okay. Then we got some work to do. And that is directly affecting your fertility because your gut is where you absorb nutrients. It's where you expel excess hormones and toxins and metabolic waste out of your body. And if you're not pooping properly, those hormones are going to recirculate back into your system and can cause excess estrogen symptoms of acne, migraines, PMS, mood swings, clots, heavy periods, all the stuff that could be going on that we do not want to have. And also it's directly connected to your brain. So it's going to immediately impact your mood. And also your brain is where our pituitary gland is, that secretes your hormones, like everything is connected. You know the vibe. Okay. So we got to make sure those poops are on point. What number are we on? I'm not sure. I'm thinking we're on number six. Let's just go with number six. We're going to say we're on to the sixth one. It doesn't matter, whatever. Okay. We're on the sixth one. So the sixth one is meditation. And I mean, you already know we take a holistic approach over here, and there's no way I'm not looking at if they are meditating, and if they are, how long they're meditating. So of course, yeah, we're focusing on nutrition. We're focusing on supplementation. We also need to be supporting our nervous system and expanding our capacity to handle stress in our life, especially when you're trying to conceive, or especially if you've been trying to conceive for multiple months, because the higher your cortisol, which is one of your stress hormones, the lower your progesterone. The more that your body has to produce cortisol, the more it's using your progesterone to actually produce cortisol. And progesterone is the hormone needed to get and stay pregnant. So this is extremely important. Meditation is one of the best ways to support your progesterone. Progesterone level. They said that's so weird. And your cortisol levels. I like my clients to meditate for at least 5 to 15 minutes a day. It's so funny. My Trying to Conceive Accelerator girls, there's 4 in there at the time that I'm recording this. And none of them were consistent meditators before we started working together. Obviously, they all now meditate every single day and they love it. Literally, like almost every day, someone comes in, they're like, oh my God, my meditation is literally my favorite part of my day. I sit in front of my garden and I meditate, or I did a longer meditation today because I love it so much. Like, and it was something that they mostly resisted because I hadn't done it yet. But then you realize how much you love it and how it impacts your entire life. Like one of them was traveling and they were stuck in the air in an airplane because there was like a storm, and she's like, normally I would be freaking out. She's like, and I was totally fine. I was like, all right, it's okay. Like everything's going to be fine. She's like, I didn't realize after that. I was like, oh my God, like my meditation practice is really even helping in these areas of my life. Like it helps literally everything. If you are not meditating, start. Even just 5 minutes is going to make such a massive difference. I love Insight Timer. There's so many good ones there, and you could put on there, like filter it for 5 minutes, and then all 5 minute meditations come up. So it could like filter it that way. But anyway, that is huge. So I'm always looking at if you're meditating and how often you are meditating. And then let's say this is number 8. Let's say this is the last one. I think it is. Number 8 is exercise. Are they working out too much or too little based on where they're at in their fertility journey, in their cycle, and with how they're fueling their body? It is so important. Like too much exercise is going to be variable for everybody, and too little exercise would be variable for everybody. It's not the same for everybody. So it really depends on where you're at in your cycle, where you're at with like, do you have PCOS? Do you not have PCOS? Do you have a period right now? Do you not have a period right now? Do you have hypothyroidism? Have you been trying to conceive for, you know, 4 more months? Like where are you at, in like your journey? And then also what day are you at in your cycle? If you have a cycle, we do not beat our bodies down over here. And we do not think that more is better, because more is not better. Consistency is what's best. I don't care if you do want, like, you know, if you're like, I work out 3 times a week for an hour. I'm like, okay, I'd rather you work out 15 to 20 minutes every single day and get that consistency muscle going. And constant HIIT workouts, Orange Theory, spin classes, or repeat are not doing your fertility any favors. And neither is being stagnant all day and not exercising at all. So it's really, really important to move your body. The formula that I love for healthy hormones is slow strength training, walking, and some yoga and Pilates. Like that combination is incredible for your body, for your endocrine system, for your moods, for your metabolism, for your pelvic floor health. Like that is what we really need to be focusing on. And a lot of people have a hard time slowing down their workouts because their ego gets in the way. Oh, but I'm not breaking a sweat, so that means I'm not getting a good exercise. Or, ooh, I didn't burn enough calories, so I'm going to gain weight. Or, oh, this isn't hard enough. I have to beat myself down. I have to really like kill myself in order for it to be worth it. Like, are those things that you're saying to yourself? And if they are, like, obviously that's for a reason. It's because our society literally puts that in our brain, but it's up to you to get that out of your head and to push your ego aside and be like, okay, wait, what's actually best for my body? What feels good for me in this moment? What do I actually need to be healing right now? And is it breaking my ass on an Orange Theory class every single day or multiple times a week when that's not supporting me? Like really get in there. And that is where the ego comes in. And I will straight up call your shit out on your calls. Like my clients know I'm here to support the shit out of them, but I'm also going to call you out and call you up into your power and be like, hey, this is what's going on. Like, this is not going to fly. Like, what's going on? Like, what's the mindset around this? Right. And like, we get down into that mindset level as well, because it's really, really, really important. Okay. So like all of this to say, The reason, like if you're trying to conceive, right? The reason that you're not pregnant yet, always in parentheses, yet, is never just from one thing. It is always a combination of things. I always tell my clients it's never just one thing. And since everything in your body is connected, when one thing improves, everything improves, which is so freaking cool. So even focusing on one of those areas, okay? Because I know I just dropped like literally 8 different things. I'm like, I want, because some of you are doing some of this, some of you are doing none of it. And I want you to really get a big like bird's eye view. So like, even if you pick one of these things, the timing of your meals, the protein, fiber, fat combo, which that free training is going to be in the show notes with those recipes as well. What beverages you're having and when, the quality of your food, having mostly whole foods or something green every day, your poops, your meditation, your exercise, like literally just picking one of those areas and being consistent with it is going to make such a huge difference, because everything is connected. And when one thing improves, everything improves. And this step, but like, it's just pick one area and don't like, overwhelm is a choice. I always tell my clients that too. Like, overwhelm is a choice. Do not let this episode overwhelm you. Do not let your hormone journey overwhelm you. Pick one area that stuck out with you. There's no right or wrong. Just pick one, stay consistent with it, and move in the right direction. And that is going to give you way more results than you being like, okay, I got to go into all this. I got to doing all this half-assed. Like, we're not half-assing. My Mind Your Hormones Method babes, you know, you've listened to that welcome call. We are full-assing this shit. Okay. So I want you to full-ass it, which, speaking of the Mind Your Hormones Method, if you are looking for a step-by-step, literally step-by-step, like, you open your computer, every single answer you've been Googling, you've been scrolling on TikTok, you've been scrolling on Instagram every single night to try and look for the best fertility boosting foods, or which hormone test is best for this? Is this blood test better? Is Modern Fertility better? Or is Everly better? Or which supplement is the best? Should I take CoQ10? Should I take spearmint tea? Should I do nettle tea for my spironolactone? Am I going to start letrozole? Am I metformin? Like, what's going on? Like, literally all of these things that you are Googling, like, first of all, what a waste of time. Like, honestly, it truly, truly is, trying to piece this together. Like, the goal of the Mind Your Hormones Method is for you to get results way quicker than I ever did, because I'm going through exactly what you need to do. I took out all the fluff, all the shit that I did that doesn't actually matter, so you can get these results way quicker and more efficiently, and actually like heal from the root level and have it be something that is sustainable for you. Because all the mistakes and all the failures I made and all the shit that I tried that doesn't work is not in there. And all the shit that matters is in there in a strategic order for you. So you know exactly how to improve your fertility for pregnancy, root cause approach. That is the vibe. Okay. And that's the Mind Your Hormones Method. You could use code podcast for 10% off. I'll put the link for that in the show notes. If you're someone who is trying to conceive, or you want to prepare for pregnancy, you want to safely stop birth control, you have PCOS, like, this is the place for you. Okay. Because like I said, we take a holistic approach over here. We've seen change. We see massive results because of it. Like, getting your period back, ovulating again, getting pregnant, seeing your BBT numbers rise, having more cervical mucus, like all the things. Okay. Everything that I talked about, the recipes guide, the free training, the Mind Your Hormones Method, all of it will be in the show notes for you. I hope this was helpful for you, so you could just get a bird's eye view of like how my brain works and like what actually matters. And I think it's so important for you to look at that. So I love you so much. Thank you for being here. And I will talk to you soon. Also, we made it through the episode. No pausing. Let's freaking go. Oh my God. Amazing. I will talk to you soon. Thank you so much for being here. If you loved this episode and learned something valuable, please share it with a friend who you think would also love it, or post it on social media and tag me so I could personally say thank you for helping me spread this important message. I am beyond grateful to be here with you. So until next time, stay intentional, stay consistent, and always mind your hormones.